This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Deborah Amos. In a few minutes, we'll revisit the summer before school desegregation in Little Rock, Arkansas. The year was 1957. We'll hear from one of the nine students who faced spits, taunts, and violence every day she went to school. That's coming up.
A few minutes ago, we heard about California's global warming law, the most stringent in the country, and the centerpiece of Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's green agenda. Jerry Brown, California's Democratic Attorney General, is using that law to take on one of the state's most famous fixtures, urban sprawl. I asked Governor Schwarzenegger if he approved of Jerry Brown's tactics.
I think that it is important that we also coordinate better with the Attorney General's office, so that we are marching in the same direction. I think that it is very difficult for counties and for cities to comply to something that doesn't exist. We don't have a protocol yet.
So you're saying that he should not be suing the county?
He can do what, you know, he's an independent office. But I would not go and sue based on something that doesn't exist yet.
Still, Jerry Brown is moving ahead with his plans, even suing one county. NPR's Carrie Kahn has more.
California State Attorney General Jerry Brown says he's mailed out 11 global warning letters. He put local governments on notice. Their long-term growth plans better include ways to cut down on greenhouse gas emissions.
I mean, we need to get real here. There's a certain unreality about the way people are talking about the threat of heating the climate.
Brown, who was governor of California in the late 70s and most recently the mayor of Oakland, says millions of new residents and all their cars are coming to the state. Counties need a better strategy to cope with the growth than building low-density suburbs far from work centers.
We just have to take action and not live in this fantasy world that just dumps carbon into the air, like down a sewer, but in an environment that we all have to breathe and live within.
That's all well and good, says David Wirt. He's the spokesman for San Bernardino County, the vast stretch of mountain and desert just east of Los Angeles. But Wirt says, where does the AG expect all the new residents to live? Brown is suing the county for failing to deal with global warming in its new 10-year growth plan.
The county can't do anything to stop the number of people who move to San Bernardino County. We can't put a gate up at the county line.
Wirt says San Bernardino and nearby Riverside County, collectively known as the Inland Empire, is one of the last slivers of affordable housing left in the state. New suburbs like this sprawling subdivision in Paris, California, seem to pop out of the desert shrub daily. And along with the new suburbs come the shopping malls.
The Walmart Supercenter will offer groceries, general retail merchandise, a pharmacy with two drive-through lanes.
At this week's Paris City Council meeting, members heard details of Walmart's proposed 52,000-square-foot shopping center. But like the county of San Bernardino, Paris officials also got a stern warning that they must comply with the state's new global warming law. Cassie Siegel, a lawyer at the Center for Biological Diversity, politely delivered that message.
We request and hope that the City Council will send this project back to the drawing board for a full analysis of greenhouse gas emissions. We believe that this will create a much better project for this community and for all of California.
Siegel says the city must require Walmart to put solar panels on its building, construct bike paths, and create pedestrian walkways. If not, her group will sue. They're already teaming up with the Attorney General in the suit against San Bernardino County. Siegel says local officials better start changing their sprawling ways.
The population in the county and the state will probably double by mid-century, and we absolutely can't continue to grow the way we have and still make the greenhouse gas reductions we need to make.
But critics say Brown and his environmentalist allies are using the new law to stop any development. Matt Cunningham of the online blog RedCounty.com says it's no coincidence that Brown picked one of the most conservative regions of the state to file his first anti-growth global warming lawsuit.
That's his history as a politician. I mean, if you go out driving today, and a lot of the congestion you see on the freeways is thanks to Jerry Brown when he was governor in the 70s. Putting an end to freeway construction.
County spokesman David Wirt hopes the AG isn't using San Bernardino for a publicity stunt.
This lawsuit is going to cost the people of San Bernardino County at least $1 million to defend.
For his part, Attorney General Brown insists his motives are purely green. He says he will continue to send out warning letters and sue counties that aren't seriously working to cut global warming emissions. If they don't, he says, he'll get a judge to force them to comply. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.